So we have two more storytellers tonight. I'm very, very happy. So one of the things that the show did this year was went on tour because I quit my job. And I'm like, you know what? I've always wanted to do that, so I'm going to do it. And I did. And so we did like a 7 or 8 show tour across the Western United States. And I'm very happy to have someone representing that tour here tonight from the Minneapolis show, which literally, this is not exaggeration, no one but myself and the other performers went to because we were scheduled for a bar. It was happy hour. Then they double booked us with a band. So they moved us to their upstairs private room, which was also in another building. So, yeah, there was nobody there but us. And yet, the quality of the story was so good that listeners at home were like, oh, you got to get this guy. And then he fucking came from Minneapolis to do the show. So please, oh, also you might recognize his last name because, you know, he's the brother of someone who sang up on this stage for about 5 years. Please welcome Andrew Friedman.
Hello, I am Andrew Friedman. I'm from Minneapolis. Thank you. Thanks to Eric and also Beat Kitchen for having us. I am 22. I recently graduated college, and I was thinking about, the theme is annual, I was thinking about what story kind of fit that best, and I had a couple of stories in mind, and one that I've told a lot, and another one that just kind of came to me. I told my friend both of them, and he was like, the second one. So I'm going to have my phone out because I don't know it at all. But that's going to have to be fine. So basically I thought, what is, of the years that I spent in school, because every year that I've spent so far in my life has been in school, which of those years was the most reflective of who I am today? And I think the year that I settled on was 7th grade. And it wasn't necessarily because of the narrative, but rather the people who influenced me, the teachers that I had. And everyone in my 7th grade class had the same 3 teachers for science, communications, and history. And the science teacher was Mr. Z. And Mr. Z was like the cool guy. Like, he seemed like he had a bunch of hobbies, and then he ran out of money and had to start showing kids Gattaca for cash. Like, he was, like, we all loved him, but he was just kind of like, hey kids, you know when wolves howl, it's because they're signaling? And we're like, we're all going to be doctors! And you'll be King Dr. Mr. Z. And he says, please, King Dr. Mr. Z is my father. Just call me Mr. Z. He was our science teacher, and we really liked him. And then we had a communications teacher, Mrs. R. And Mrs. R was kind of like she was the teacher who was a bit tough on you, and then a month into the year, you got smarter, and then she was nicer to you, and you were like, we've learned so much. So we all really liked her. But one time I remember she came into our class and she was screaming laughing. She wouldn't, literally 30 minutes of the class, she was laughing. We were like, what's going on? And she said, Jimmy cracked corn and I don't care. How's that a song? And we're like, all right, yeah, that's pretty funny. Oh, she's drunk. She had to be drunk. It's fine, kind of. But we all loved her regardless. But now I'd like to get to the crux of the story. Mr. Smith. That is a fake name because it needs to be. We all thought at the time this is the best teacher we've ever had. Looking back on it, we were wrong. As I wrote down, the least distracting thing about him was his American flag tie. He is the most divorced man I have ever met. He was married, but that's not what I mean. Like, you just, he, day one, I knew 3 things about him because he shouted all 3. I'm a Green Bay Packers fan, I am a devout Christian, and I am your history teacher for this extremely formative year of your life. Those who do not learn from history are doomed to repeat it, and God bless America, you're going to learn some history, ladies and gentlemen. We did not. I tried to invade Russia from the east that year. I failed. From what I can remember of the class, I think there were only 3 units. The British, the Germans, and Abbott and Costello. I know. I thought it was going to be 4 units too, but it turns out the Germans and Abbott is a comedy duo. He was a character, is what I'm saying. He was the dead horse of rugged individualism. So I have 3 stories about Mr. Smith, as I call him. The 3 stories, I would like to say I neither endorse nor support his actions, but they happened nonetheless. The first is, it was one of the first days of class, and I saw there was a picture of him with a woman on his desk. There was just a picture of him with this woman, so I went up and I asked about it, and he said, "Oh, this is my Asian wife." And I was like, was he trying to impress us? I was like, you could have just said that was your wife. Either he was really weirdly proud of that, like a bit too weirdly proud of it, or he has another wife. Maybe a couple. I think it's both things. I think he read Heart of Darkness and read it the wrong way. I think someone was like, after he read it, they're like, read Things Fall Apart 2, and he was like, I don't need to. Oh boy, I should have said Mr. Conrad. No, so another story about him, as mentioned before, he did end up getting divorced because this happened. One day, he let us out a minute early and said, "Get out of here, I got a date, and I don't know where we should go. Also, Matthew, Mark, Luke, Andrew, no John's in class, stay after a bit longer." They all leave us, and then he says, "Hey guys, I got a date, and I don't know where we should go." Yes. As 12-year-olds, we all know the cool spot. Mark says, "A restaurant," and he says, "Perfect, that's all he needed. Thanks for the help, guys. Here's one Mountain Dew for the four of you, because I don't know how liquid works." So then the third story, this one is really like, he should have gotten, this is why I need to use the fake name, because he should have gotten fired for this. This was not, he's not a good guy. We were a really rowdy group of seventh graders, and him and the other teachers all pulled us in this lecture hall one day, and they said, "Hey guys, you gotta calm the fuck down, because it's impossible to teach you, because you're being so loud during classes." There'd be like 20 minutes, and then we all start shouting, and they'd have to quiet us down, because we were 12, and we didn't know what was happening. So they bring us in the lecture hall, they kind of ream us out, and we're like, "All right, yeah, sure, we'll calm down." And then, so the whole time that was happening, it was Mr. Z and Mrs. R at the front, kind of lecturing us, and Mr. Smith is standing back here, but he's just kind of crossing his arms, and he looks angry too. Clearly they're taking the lead on this, and he doesn't know what the hell's going on. But then, right as they're about to say, like, "Hey, you guys can go now, just get back to class and try to be better," Mr. Smith says, "Now hold on just a second," which is a great sign. And he says, "I went to the bank the other day," perfect start for this kind of guy, "I went to the bank the other day, and I tried to trade in a $5 bill for $5. What? Why do you go to the bank for that? Maybe, the thing is, I believe that if anyone did, he did that. This is real, he said this. That was how he came up with this. That's how he led it into this story. Clearly he didn't do that, but oh my God. He said, "I went to the bank the other day to try to trade in $5 for $5 bills. They give me those new dollar coins that were coming out at the time." It was seventh grade, 2000, I don't care. And he says, "And I threw them back in their face. You know why? Because those coins didn't say, 'In God we trust.'" This is a public high school. And, okay, so here's where I was at in life. I was a soprano at this point in my life. And yet I was hearing a man say that coins needed to say, "In God we trust." As a collective, we were not yet smart enough to understand the concept of personification. And yet this man had the audacity to say he threw coins at a teller who for some reason was obligated to say, "In God we trust," on coins. I was not 3 years removed from thinking it was an accomplishment to know how to spell the word congratulations. This guy, right when that lecture was done, I saw a kid go up to him and just point at the rim of the coin and be like, "The rim says, 'In God we trust.' If you just spin it around, those are letters." And he was like, "I was just messing around." So the reason I tell this story and all those stories is because I think that it's good to remember that the people who have taught you throughout your life have in some way influenced you. I think that Mr. Z has, in the sense that sometimes I don't work hard enough in my hobbies and I'm worried about the existential future of not liking the job that I have when I'm 45. Whatever. Sometimes maybe I drink when I shouldn't. That's a little bit true. I think I fixed that. And then, of course, there are darker parts of me that I refuse to admit exists, and maybe one day I'll wear an American flag tie to schools. All right, thank you guys very much.
Yeah. Andrew Friedman, thank you so much for making the drive. That was so fucking cool. I don't know if it's just because, like, that's when most of our, like, hormones start to develop, but I also feel like my 7th grade teachers were, like, a particularly memorable set, maybe just because that's the year I was, like, paying attention in weird new ways. But, like, our health teacher was later, like, fired for being a pervert, which is cool. I remember, like, when he was teaching us sex ed, and again, this is the kind of thing where, like, I don't condone this action, but this is true. He, like, one of his sex ed lessons was he put a bunch of, like, sexual items in, like, a box with a cloth over it, and then you had to reach in and pull one out and then say what it was, and it was, like, loose condoms and shit like that. It's like, yeah, so he definitely got fired. Cool. All right. This still works. Yeah, this is good. All right, great. So, it's kind of in and out. There we go.